French forces take out Al-Qaeda-linked jihadist commander in Mali. By Breitbart London on November 13, 2020. AFP, France announced Friday that its anti-jihadist force in Mali had killed the military commander of an Al-Qaeda-aligned group linked to attacks in the region. The killing of Bahagmose is a major boost for the thousand-strong French Barkhane force stationed in the Sahel region of Africa for over half a decade in a grinding fight against multiple jihadist groups who are often also fighting each other. Symbolically, it was also announced on the five-year anniversary of the November 13, 2015 attacks in Paris by jihadist gunmen and suicide bombers that were France's worst-ever peacetime atrocity. Defense Minister Florence Parly hailed the operation involving helicopters and ground troops that neutralized Bahagmose, described as the military commander of the group to support Islam and Muslims, GSIM. Bahagmose, alias Bamisa, is believed responsible for several attacks against Malian and international forces, she said in a statement. He is considered one of the top military jihadists in Mali, in charge in particular of the training of new recruits. Significant success. Last June, French forces in Mali killed Abdelmalek Droukdel, the leader of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, AQIM, the rival jihadist group Taksim. Observers have noted that the killing of Droukdel was a symbolic victory more than anything else, as the prominent Algerian jihadist was no longer involved in ground operations and his death did not change the security situation. The killing of Bahagmose, a former soldier in the Mali army who turned to jihadism, could thus be even more significant. According to the Counter-Extremism Project, CEP, he in 2017 became the operational chief of JISM under its leader Iyad Aghali. It has become one of the main jihadist forces in the Sahel along with the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara, ISGS, group, which is also a sworn enemy. Both are targets of the Barkhane forces operations. Analysts say that Bahagmose had been behind deadly attacks that targeted Malian forces, but he also enjoyed popularity within his ethnic Tuareg community. Uphill struggle. Mali is struggling to contain an Islamist insurgency that erupted in 2012 and which has claimed thousands of military and civilian lives since. Despite the presence of thousands of French and UN troops, the conflict has engulfed the center of the country and spread to neighboring Burkina Faso and Niger. Despite a long deployment that has claimed the lives of over 50 French troops, analysts say that the force cannot yet claim any lasting victory over jihadists in the region. According to army sources, France is now hoping to cut back its military presence from the current number of 5,100 in the rest of region to make room for a stronger European commitment. Experts say one major vulnerability exploited by jihadists is the inability of many central governments in the region to secure and supply far-flung territories after a military victory. To lighten the load, France is hoping for more military support from its European partners through the Takuba Task Force, which assists Mali in its fight against jihadists. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.